Civil rights tourism is taking off. This year, the National Park Service launched a new U.S. Civil Rights Trail. It connects more than 100 churches, schools, and courthouses in 14 states from Louisiana to Delaware. And Congress designated the site around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s former church in Atlanta a National Historic Park. But in cities across the country, there are civil rights landmarks that have yet to be recognized, and some are in bad shape, even in King's hometown of Atlanta. Stephanie Stokes from member station WABE reports.
The old Pascal's restaurant isn't how Candy Tate remembers it from her childhood.
It's in pretty dilapidated condition. Pieces falling off. There's now a fence around the property.
The storefront stands along Martin Luther King Jr. Drive on Atlanta's west side. It's empty and boarded up with graffiti covering the plywood. When Tate's grandpa, Theodore Johnson, used to bring her here decades ago, the restaurant was bustling.
And when he would walk in, they would say, "Hi, Mr. Johnson," and, "What are you having?" And you'd see all of the local politicians, meeting and greeting. It was City Hall for the community.
That was especially true during the Civil Rights era. Leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. came to Pascal's to strategize. So did students from the cluster of black colleges and universities just south of here.
Students would meet their parents after they had been arrested during the student movement and be fed a meal. So the owners of the restaurant were very much into the civil rights movement.
Tate's afraid history like that could be lost if this property continues to decay. And it isn't Atlanta's only civil rights site in disrepair.
There's a lot here that could be restored and brought back to life.
Glenn Eskew is a history professor at Georgia State University. He says just across from Pascal's is the old West Hunter Street Baptist Church. Its stained glass windows are obscured by wood. The Reverend Ralph David Abernathy was once a pastor there.
Abernathy, of course, was Dr. King's right hand. They played off each other, and they did so to the success of the movement.
Eskew says Atlanta actually was the first to preserve civil rights history when it built a memorial for Dr. King. But the city still hasn't captured the whole narrative.
Dr. King was just part of the story of the civil rights movement, and Dr. King didn't do it alone. You know, there were thousands and thousands of people who were involved in the struggle.
Preserving buildings, though, takes more than history. It also takes money, political will, and time. But with some of the civil rights sites around Atlanta, there might not be much time left. Atlanta architect Jack Pyburn has surveyed the old Pascal's restaurant, and he says it's at a critical point.
If there's an urgency, it is the fact that these properties, were not built with big budgets. They were generally, because of the circumstances, they were modest structures. And so they need attention.
It's possible that attention might still come. Atlanta City Council member Ivory Young represents the West Side neighborhoods where many of these landmarks are. And he says the city's talking about creating a new historic district around them.
So there's a lot of energy and excitement. And we're going to do everything we can to make this a priority.
The federal government also just announced a new grant for the West Hunter Street Baptist Church. So that's $500,000 toward its preservation. Outside the old Pascal's, Candy Tate says she hopes to see this site restored too.
What happened here at Pascal's, right here where we're standing, is the story of the nation.
Because civil rights history, she says, is American history. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes in Atlanta.